Hello, I'm Lauren Horwitz, and I'm from Search CRM, Search Content Management, and I'm here at the Social Shakeup in Atlanta with John Yembrick, who heads up social media at NASA. And John, you gave a keynote this morning about some of your experiences at NASA, some things have gone well and successful, some things that might give you pause. So first I want to talk about some things that have gone well. You mentioned that you kind of use your social presence at NASA to move kind of from the digital world back into the physical and connect with people. Can you talk about that?
Sure. So, it's really one of these things we started doing around 2008 was take that online experience offline. So what we would do is we advertise these certain events at NASA, and they're usually around high-profile things like the Mars Curiosity landing or a launch to the International Space Station. And we invite them to apply, and sometimes we get as many as 1,000 people that apply, and then we also have a certain amount of limited spots. So an event could be as small as 20, could be as much as 50. And what we do is we give them a behind-the-scenes experience that the rest of the public can't see in hopes that they'll go out there and share that with their social media followers on Twitter and Facebook. It really expands the reach of our content. Like if we put something out and say it's great, you know, people say, of course, NASA's going to say that. But if you bring up one of your ambassadors, so to speak, these people who really care about your content and want to talk about it, what you have is you have an outside influencer saying you're great and sharing your content. And it's been really, really successful for us. It's called NASA Social Program. We host several of them a year. You can find out more information on nasa.gov/social.
Okay. Now, we also alluded to the idea that sometimes your presence on social, especially when you're a large organization with visibility, can go a little bit awry. Can you talk about an experience that you've had to manage there?
Yeah. Well, there's lots of times you post stuff and it doesn't quite go as you want it to. But an interesting thing happened after the Oscars. And the Oscars 2 years ago, we did this. We kind of were participating with the movie Gravity, and we had this hashtag #RealGravity, and it really, really did well. We were sharing photos and videos of real space experiences and tagging into the movie Gravity, which won a bunch of Oscars that year. Yeah. Well, this year is interesting. I posted something on the movie Interstellar and wrote a tweet that said on at NASA that said they won Interstellar won best for best visual effects. And I put a great photo of the International Space Station. I said, here's a real visual, no effects. And the next day there was a news article that says NASA hates Interstellar. So I thought that was funny. You know, you just one person or two people posting on an account speaks for an organization. Obviously, NASA doesn't hate Interstellar. I don't hate Interstellar, but that's how they read that tweet, which is really interesting. So you have to be careful with your words when you craft something, especially when you're speaking for a big brand.
So we also touched on the idea that maybe some social media metrics might send you a little bit wayward, might not point you in the right direction toward your real impact. And you talked about a Justin Bieber tweet.
Yeah.
Can you recount that for us?
Sure. So it's really interesting because people ask us all the time, what is, always want data and metrics. And I don't ever want to discount that's important because it gives you measurement. You can compare things, how things did against other things. But there's all kinds of different ways to evaluate your metrics you're getting. And I, the way I see that is what are you getting from something you post actually does well? I mean, is it bringing in new followers? Is engaging people on your content? This one was just a Saturday. Justin Bieber posted something that said he wants to do a concert in space. We replied back to it, said maybe we can help you with that. That tweet did so well. All of his fans and followers, not all of them, but many of them retweeted it and shared it and commented on it, and it really went viral, just a one little tweet interaction. So believe it or not, that one interaction has more retweets and favorites than anything we've done. You know, we've landed rovers on Mars. We have an International Space Station. We're making new discoveries of new planets around in the solar system, and that's the one that got the most. So I don't think that's a bad thing because there is a metric to say that, you know, we're, even though there's no real content shared, his followers are young girls, or it's a demographic we really want to reach at NASA for STEM education. And so if just one or two of those girls that weren't following us before started now, and then one day they get inspired to study NASA and to study science, then we've done our jobs.
You've had some impact.
Absolutely.
But by the same token, as you mentioned, it might also measure some reach that's a little bit inflated, that might not have impact over time.
Yeah, if you just put that stat out there itself, what is it really saying about how NASA is connecting to an audience? It doesn't say anything. So it really elevates your numbers in a really skewed way. So sometimes you have to sift through all the noise of metrics and pinpoint what you're actually trying to discover and what you're trying to tell.
Yes. Well, John, thank you so much
sure,
for
no
joining
problem.
Us
yeah.
and telling us more.
Yeah, thank
Appreciate
you for having
it.
Me.